This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you all are. That's just what I'm saying, you know. Anyway, so visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com or ncs51.com. But then there's also agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. Those are the websites you really should focus your lives around, because that's where you get your best news and information here on Red State Talk Radio. You don't want to say a shout out to everybody at Red State Talk Radio. It's been absolutely an exciting and riveting time. I'm sure you're probably sitting here thinking, oh, shocking, we've got an election going on. And of course, we're right into Super Tuesday, as it's called. And guess what? It's so super, it's super. Donald Trump sweeps on the Republican side. I know that just shocks you all, doesn't it? Shocking, as they say. But, unopposed, virtually. Actually, there was some opposition in California. There's a number of candidates that put their hat in the ring. I don't know what the great election goings on was all about on that. But anyway, so in California he sweeps, and in the other states he sweeps. We're going to talk about the results as they've come in. Of course, California hasn't come in completely. They're promising to maybe at the end of the month be able to turn in all the races for you, especially in the tight ones. You know, you want to make sure that those are just really, really taken care of. Yeah, because the ballot, you know, the polls have not closed in California. I know in some other states they haven't closed either. It's just, you know, it's soon going to go from a month to 2 months to three. You can vote all year long, and then maybe, just maybe, before the general election, a day or two before, they'll say, oh, we got winners. We got winners. Anyway, yeah, so California basically trying to get out in front of the lie by saying that they are they are going to keep the ballot box open because we mail in ballots, you know. No loss of custody when it comes to California voters and California ballots, right? Hey, if you want to lose custody of your ballot, go right ahead. Because that's what you do when you put it in a mailbox. You know, I went down and I voted on a paper ballot. I know that just shocks you, but in my county, we do it the old-fashioned way. Less fraud, but there's clearly fraud in just about every one of the counties of California right now. The fraud is sort of built-in fraud as it comes out of the Secretary of State's office. Alex Padilla. No, I'm using that little lilt to describe Alex Padilla. You know, of course, we do the same thing for Javier Massera, that guy. Yeah, the fraud of voting in California was, of course, perpetuated yesterday, and it's continuing on today. But the other states, I don't know. We'll just have to see, I guess, when it really comes down to it, what's happening in those states. But just to sort of give you a little bit of a rundown, and I think that we'll probably do that here shortly. Joe Biden is seemingly the big winner. And, of course, who walks away with it? Finally, Bernie Sanders in California wins. He does. Hillary Clinton is not running. Joe Biden is. But, you know, he comes in and takes California. Which is, you know, I guess it's sort of payback. And the way that everything shaped up with the Democratic Party, if you take a look at how they're running the race, you can start to see how now. The Democratic Party laid it all out so that Biden would be an overall improved candidate going into Super Tuesday, coming out of Super Tuesday, actually, which would protect the Democratic Party from the socialists and being labeled as socialists. I don't know how the Democratic Party can any way remotely avoid the label as the Socialist Communist Party of America. I mean, look at all the members in Congress that are communists. I mean, it's just replete with communists and socialists. I mean, that's just the way it is in the Democratic Party. They run it, obviously, the communists and socialists. So just come out of the closet. Come out of the closet, Joe. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, Joe. Anyway, just, you know, you're not a blue dog Democrat. We know that. More like a red dog. I mean, really, you got blue dogs, you got red dogs. I'm just saying, Joe and Bernie would be a good match. And then there's Elizabeth Warren, and by all accounts, and I'm just giving you a little bit of commentary here, by all accounts, she has just failed miserably. Well, you know, she's a socialist, right? Shocking. Didn't even win her own state. Shocking. That's not a shock. People are rejecting socialism. And Biden basically wins Texas and hangs on to Beto O'Rourke's coattails. I think this is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in politics, actually. The Beto O'Rourke phenomena was as big a joke as you could possibly get, of course. He's the guy who likes to hang around with all the cartels down in Mexico. I bet you didn't know that one. Little gambit of information. And as well does Nancy Pelosi. He promotes sex with children. Yeah, he's way into child sex trafficking, that sort of thing. Sure. Isn't that what all the cartels do? Trafficking human flesh and slavery? Yeah, and Beto O'Rourke's right there with it. He, you know, he endorses child sex trafficking, just like Nancy Pelosi does. I mean, you can't put it any other way. When they're running around trying to protect illegal foreign nationals from invading this, not from, but actually encouraging an invasion from illegal foreign nationals to the detriment of, by the way, the illegal foreign nationals who become actually slaves to them. When he endorses that sort of thing, and Nancy, when they don't want to try and stop it, they just endorse it. And of course, now you have Beto on the other side with Biden And Biden's going, hey, I got to have this Beto guy because Beto wants to take your guns. And now Beto is going to be, this is why, this is where the coattail comes in. You got to have the Nancy Pelosi connection to the cartels, and that is Beto O'Rourke. He's that coattail. So now he's convinced all the cartels, hey, I'm with you, bro. That's the message and signaling that, that Biden is doing. I mean, I don't know. That's why I say when you take a look at these Democrats, they're not Democrats. They're socialist communists. And what are socialist communists? What they're known for stealing things and doing illegal things. And this is, you know, that's why I say there's not a lot of good Democrats around anymore. If you're thinking of a John Kennedy as a Democrat, that's just not even in existence. You see, this is their currency by which they live by. Drugs, trafficking in drugs, and trafficking in people. Human trafficking. That's what they do. And what better person to carry that on forward than, well, Joe Biden. Well, with the help of Beto O'Rourke. See, Joe Biden has jumped onto the coattails of Beto O'Rourke and all the things that go along with his kind. No, he's going to make... Maybe Beto O'Rourke will be his vice president. Boy, the cartels in Mexico would love that, wouldn't they? Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, so you're thinking, what happened? What happened last night? So we're going to go down some of the races for you so you have a clear idea of what's going on here. Okay. Who produces this little chart? Somebody does. Anyway, so this is the 2020 primaries and caucuses. There you go. I'm cleaning up. Got to clear my throat there a little bit. Joe Biden, this is the way it stands right now for the delegates, okay, on left. Now, they got to get the convention. And, of course, as you go through these primaries, they collect delegates, right? That's kind of like the object of the game here. Every state has its own set of numbers for delegates, and Democrats have their set of numbers, and Republicans have their set of numbers, okay? So that's kind of the way it works. Now, if you want to get to the convention and you've got 3,149 delegates, ding, you get the booby prize to be selected as the candidate for the Democratic Party for president. Now, on the other side, if you're a Republican, it's 1,888 delegates. Excuse me, total, that they have to get to the left. At least that's what they have going on here. I think I might have that number wrong. I better add this quickly up. Okay, so it's the remaining number of delegates for the booby prize on the Democratic side is 3,149 that remains. Joe Biden has already collected 381. I don't know what the total number is because they've got a scattering of numbers here. This is on the remaining on the Republican side is 1,888. That's what's left. That's what's, okay, so it's on the Democratic side, Biden needs 1,991 to win. And, of course, Donald Trump, he needs 1,276 to win with more primaries to go, right? All right, so there you go. That's kind of the way it goes. It says candidates with no delegates include, well, they go on and talk about no delegates. Paul Preston has no delegates. I know that shocks some of you. I have no delegates left. Anyway, so this is the way the race is panned out. And I'm going to go down here. Joe Biden on the Democratic side wins 63%. Alabama on the Republican side. Oh, shocking. It's Donald J. Trump, 96.21%. Of course, the delegates that he earns, 50 in Alabama. Arkansas, Joe Biden wins 40.52%, picks up 16 delegates. Bernie Sanders was second. Then you go to Arkansas. Boy, I misspelled the word Arkansas. Boy, you talk about a scandal. The very first email blast that we put out, unfortunately, on our mechanism, had the word Arkansas without an S. Oh my God! You'd think that the world had, and you know we should have done a better job, absolutely. But we instantly corrected. But some of the emails got out and got propagated. It's like you can't bring it back. All you can do is just say we understand. We cleaned it up. That we've corrected the problem. Something to remember anyway. So Arkansas is Donald J. Trump wins 97%. Shocking, I know. Bill Weld, Roger de la Fuente. Okay, he's running for Arkansas. I just thought I'd let you know. California, here we go. California, Bernie Sanders wins 32.89%, gets 72 delegates. Joe Biden, though, comes in second and gets 21 delegates. Uh-huh. Michael Bloomberg gets 8. Well, he couldn't buy out California. Elizabeth Warren gets 7. I got to tell you, Elizabeth Warren, geez, in Arkansas got 0. In Alabama, she got 0. She got 0. I'm going to go up to the chart here. Right now, currently, Joe Biden has 381 to Bernie Sanders, 336, with everybody all in, from what I understand. Elizabeth Warren has 43, Michael Bloomberg, 37, Tulsi Gabbard, zero. And, again, the strategy here of the whole bunch of candidates business was the fail-safe, if you will, for the Democrats so that Bernie Sanders wouldn't win. You see, that they had to flood the field to take away candidates or delegates, if you will, from Bernie Sanders. Think about this. If there was not a Michael Bloom, if Elizabeth Warren wasn't in the field, that would certainly be another 43 probably for Bernie Sanders. And then with another 37 for Michael Bloomberg if he wasn't in the field. Now, this is what they did to kind of give themselves that little edge. Pete Buttigieg with 26, right? He steps out, and so does Amy Klobuchar. What? Guess what? Where do they go? Where do they go? They go to Joe Biden. That's why he's topped out. Right there, you know, you've got the 33 popped up on top of that. So, you know, take away the 33 and get into the 50s. With 49 or so, 340. See, that would be a close race. If in other words, if Buttigieg and Klobuchar were still left in the race, it would be a close race between Bernie Sanders. That's kind of the logic I'm taking here. You see, the safety net to protect, especially as you get into Super Tuesday, the safety net to protect Joe Biden was there. That's all these other candidates were just part of the safety, except for Tulsi Gabbard, who has zero, but she's still in the race. Of course, the Democrat Party is not going to have her do anything. You know that. She sounds more like a conservative than anything else, right? So now, March 8th, we have the Puerto Rican primary. The Rican primary. And on the 10th, we've got North Dakota, Mississippi, Michigan, Washington, Idaho, and Missouri. Then March 12th, the Virgin Islands caucus. I guess not. Guam had a caucus. You know, I didn't get that. Maybe I'm missing something on this chart. But I thought one of the islands out there had a caller. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll go down the list and finish it. Maybe I'll get to that. We've got Colorado coming in, and Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders wins that one 36 to 23% over Biden. Of course, Donald J. Trump wins. And this is the Iowa. This is already done. This is February 3rd. This is Buttigieg, Iowa. See, Buttigieg beat Sanders. That's my point. Buttigieg, which got 14 delegates out of Iowa, beat Sanders 26. Remember that? He beat him by two. But, you know, if you take Buttigieg out of the equation, you know, you're going to pick up another 14 delegates right there that will probably swing to Biden, which it did. It looks like it did. Elizabeth Warren comes in nowhere on that. Amy Klobuchar got nothing. So then the Iowa final candidate alignment. I don't know what that means. But first caucus alignment, they go into all that stuff. I'm not going to get into that. Massachusetts was yesterday, and guess who wins it? Joe Biden, 33.69%. And then you go down here to Massachusetts, the Republic, Minnesota. They also come in at Joe Biden, 38.6%. That's you know, some people say that's kind of a shocker. I don't think that's a shocker at all, actually, for Minnesota. It's pretty liberal. I don't think that Bernie Sanders would. Well, he did 30%. That's not too bad. And of course, Nevada from February 22nd reporting Bernie Sanders wins that one, 24 delegates. Anyway, that's the way it's shaping up right now. It's shaping up that you got Joe Biden in the lead and Donald Trump in the lead. I'm shocked by the Donald. protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit the website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com, and of course newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Well, Brazil on Biden's southern sweep. I've never seen anything like it. Now, is this the one where she's all ticked off? she had a bad hair moment the other day, I guess. That she just kind of, you know, went off the deep end. And then there's, you know, of course, we reported this, that Hardball's gone. No more Hardball for you. Anyway, big things happening in the media. I'm sitting here going crazy, going, oh, my God, it cannot be. But it's true. It's absolutely true. Chris Matthews gone from Hardball. We talked about this. I don't want to talk too much more about Chris Matthews. I'm not a Matthews fan. Other than, you know, I was, I think I mentioned it yesterday. I was talking about the fact that he used to be, I believe he was a speech writer for Jimmy Carter. And in fact, I know he was. Because I can remember the back in the day of Jimmy Carter. Oh, geez, the back in the, you know, the back in the day business, right? The back in the day business of Jimmy Carter. It was terrible. It was horrible. And I think it's really, really a kind of an interesting moment when you realize I know I'm shocking myself. I'm sitting here going, I'm speechless. The Carter days. Here I am on radio years later talking about the Carter days, and Chris Matthews is a part of that. You talk about. I'll try and put Jimmy Carter in perspective. I know he's very advanced in age right now. He's tried to do a lot of good things to some degree. I'm not going to try and resurrect the guy. He was a guy who's, you know, as socialistic as we could get since Roosevelt, and just worse. He was just an incompetent leader. You know, that's part of the problem. He had a leadership issue from the standpoint of being visual. Now, it's kind of interesting. We ask our people talk about visibility. One thing you learn in the business of school administration, especially when you're working in high schools and in colleges and universities and stuff, is if you have responsibilities for crowd control, right? One of the things that's really visible is you. And you need high visibility if you're an administrator trying to take care of crowds. It's called visibility. And you know, it unsettles people if you don't see security people and you're in the crowd, and it gives the crowd like a person. I mean, the crowd in different places takes on its own personality, believe it or not. When you do enough crowd supervision, you figure this whole thing out and how it works. And if people go, how do you maintain the control of the crowd? Well, there's a lot of different ways. But visibility is the key thing. You have to be visible. If you're supervising a crowd, be visible. And people see you and they go, oh, okay. They have confidence in your authority to be there. Doesn't matter who you are. If you're a supervisor, if you're visible over time and you're seen, the crowd feels safe. They really do. And that's really what we're looking for is crowd safety. You don't want somebody to get hurt and all that stuff. And if something does happen in the crowd, they expect responsiveness, at least the other part of the crowd does. You might find a situation where they don't. But anyway, but Jimmy Carter had this just terrible, terrible problem with visibility. In fact, you got to remember that you go back to this, that when the Marxists took over the embassy in Tehran, and when that all happened, when that went down, Jimmy Carter went into bunker mentality. He wouldn't come out of the White House. He just, I got to solve this problem. We're going to solve this problem. I'm not going to step out of the building until we solve the problem. Well, a year later, he's still in the building. Well, you know, what does that do for visibility? And what does it tell the other crowd out there, right? That's exactly what it tells them. You're choking. So Jimmy Carter was constantly choking on his own fear. And he didn't want to be visible. He never came out, and it was hiding. It clearly was. And finally, you know, it's kind of interesting. The media started. I picked up on it right away. The week goes by, and where's Jimmy Carter? He'd give a speech, you know, fireside chat or something like that. And that just wasn't soothing the monster. And of course, the economy was starting to really go crappy on everybody. High interest rates, anyone? Anyway, so Jimmy Carter was not a very good president. I would rate him down as probably one of the top three worst presidents we've ever had. Okay, now having said that, his lack of visibility was the problem that he had. That was the problem. He had the lack of visibility problem. So now you get into the modern era. Who would be that person that would be on the Democratic side, most like Jimmy Carter? I mean, really. And I'm going to say clearly that Joe Biden is. He's most, he's got, you say, well, he'll have attributes like he'll be able to be visible. hear me out. That he'll be visible and he'll do all that kind of stuff, and he sure can talk. Can't he? Right. So we know we're going to get a lot of speeches from a President Biden and a lot of visibility from a President Biden and a lot of other things, too. But we won't get leadership. That's part of the problem. You won't get it. You'll get a polar opposite from a visibility standpoint from Jimmy Carter, that from Joe Biden. But you're going to get exactly the same thing. Nothing. inept leadership, and certainly the economy is the Walmart, the Wall Street. I said Walmart, Walmart too. Wall Street just won't like Joe Biden. Business just won't like Joe Biden. You know, you talk about another giant sucking sound, as Ross Perot used to say, yeah, about NAFTA. That giant sucking sound. There are all the jobs going south to Mexico. Well, wasn't he correct? He was absolutely right. Absolutely right. And, of course, what's happened here now with Biden, he'll reverse everything that Donald Trump did. And, of course, that giant sucking sound will just start up again. Plus a lot of other crazy ills and stuff like that. So, but my point is that rather than to have somebody who's a real strong leader and an honest socialist in Bernie Sanders, the Democratic Party has gone to great lengths to hide Joe Biden. It's not working. So my pick for the best candidate for Donald Trump would be Joe Biden. Absolutely. Now, Bernie Sanders is the lightning rod of the socialist side. I don't look for Bernie Sanders to be running around endorsing or supporting or going out in campaigning for Joe Biden. I just don't see that. I do not see that. Nor do I find his other socialist accomplice, Elizabeth Warren, doing that. I think there's so much strong anger towards all of them, each other. Actually, that's just not going to happen. Now, gee whiz, what does that mean for Donald Trump going into the presidential election? It means that all he needs to keep on doing is what he's doing right now. Winning, winning, and winning. Jimmy Carter, a testament to you. Well, testing.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. I had to get the Jimmy Carter thing out of there. And, you know, there's no there with somebody who's as deft, I guess you'd say, with the wording, with the words. Someone who's a great communicator. Talk about polar opposites of Ronald Reagan. Joe Biden. Okay, we can talk about that. That's fair ground. Anyway, what drives a person to run for president? I don't know. I mean, on the Democratic Party side, really, what causes that? I mean, if you think about it, that's really doing some big risky business there, isn't it? I mean, I think it is. I'm just not a Democrat. And of course, where are the Democrats? I'm not a socialist. I'm not a communist. I'm not a Democrat. So, I mean, I guess it's socialist. No, it's got to be Democrat, socialist, communist, or is it? Oh, I know. Bernie's got it. He's a democratic socialist. There you go. So it's Democrat, socialist, to communist. He's just hiding a little communist feature about himself. But, you know, like I said, you know, Bernie finally won the California primary after 2 years of struggle and cheating by the Democrats to deny him the California. But see, and that's just it. They didn't deny it this time. They gave it to him. Pat on the back for Bernie. He won it fair and square. What's the psychology now going on in the Democrats with Bernie Sanders in the Democratic Party? What is going on in their melons? Well, in California, Bernie won. So all the great socialists of California, Bernie won. Yeah, we know socialism works in California. Bernie won. Burn. You feel a burn. He burned. Let's celebrate. It's Bernie Sanders time. Okay, and again, I say that because where was Bernie Sanders on, was it Saturday night? Not on Saturday Night Live. Come on. Well, he was, I guess it was live, but he was in Los Angeles. And what was he doing to a pulsating, undulating crowd of crazies? I mean, socialists and communists, of course. Everywhere you have socialists, you've got communists. I hate to tell you, it's two sides of the same coin. Imagine that. I know it's hard to wrap your heads around that, two sides of the same coin, but that's exactly what it is. So what you have is you've got democratic socialists, as Bernie would say, all in one big place at the convention center down there. And boy, some of the communists, stuff that was oozing out of people's pores was just amazing. I'm going to try this just to see what I can do, just to see what I can get. I know that. So I'm going to go to YouTube and I'm going to try. What is YouTube? It's thinking. I hate it when it's okay. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to get the clip, hopefully, of Bernie at his own rally. And maybe this one screeching communist, gee, Christmas. She had her own little communist think tank group, you know, as all of them do. And boy, she was screaming and she was yelling and she was talking about how great socialists are and communists. Like, gosh, at a Bernie rally, you got to feel the burn, right? So let's go to Bernie Sanders, L.A. there. Let's see if we get that one. It's coming up. I'm just saying something. So, but anyway, she's screeching and yelling like those good communists do in rallies. And I'm sitting there thinking, wow, this is like really out of hand if that's the case for this one. And, of course, the whole world's watching it. My point about Bernie Sanders, though, he's in L.A. Uh-huh. He's in L.A., Los Angeles, at his own rally, right? Let's see if we can clarify this a little bit more. Now, New Californians, you might be picking up on what I'm saying here. We give them their victory. Great. Bernie gets a victory. All the good socialists break it out for Bernie. Of course, we don't know what the demographics of all that is right now, right? Thousands pack LA convention. Ah, here it is. CBS Los Angeles. They've got one. Let's, no, I don't want to see that one. Let's see. Thousands pack. Let's, convention center. No, come on, you guys. Let's see what we get out of this. I'll see if he's got himself over here speaking or whatever. And you can maybe hear the screeching going on. Here's my point. If you're in Los Angeles, you're not in New California. And if you're standing there like a good socialist communist that he says, a Democrat socialist communist like he says he is, you're up there talking. Oh, here's somebody talking.
So, look, I definitely want to thank the senator for allowing me to come out here. I want to give a special shout out to my auntie, Nina Turner. Give it up for Nina one time.
Whoever this is, I have no idea who this is. Anyway, they're not in New California. Just to sort of give you a little bit of an idea of what this is all about, they're not in New California. They're in Old California. That's another part of this. Ah, the revolution continues in California. Here you go.
My apartment at UC Irvine, one of the machine shops. My contract benefits included health care and a pension.
Oh, health care, pension. Firing up the crowd.
Under proper care, my health stabilized. And I have been able to make a difference working with students at a respected public university.
Eric Wise. Okay, well, that's that one. So this was actually March 23rd. So this is not the one. Let's go to 2020 and see what we get. I'm not going to give up on this. But my point about this with Bernie Sanders is he's in Los Angeles, which is the heartbeat of the socialist communists in California and San Francisco and in Sacramento, of course. And none of them are in New California. Nope, they're not invited to the party. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
One, zero.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
You know, it's kind of interesting. The point that I'm trying to make right now, which is, you know, very interesting. On YouTube, they were live streaming Bernie Sanders 2 days ago in Los Angeles. This was, but they have, you know, the audio, which is interesting. And we'll see what we got here on that. If they're playing it, I don't know what they're doing here. This is supposed to be this is not playing, which I find very interesting. So the audios and the videos themselves of the rally in Los Angeles are gone. Shocking. Now, I wonder why they're gone. Because, in my opinion, it shows just the straight-up communism of Bernie Sanders in the rally. But now we can't find any of those videos. They're taken down. I wonder if YouTube censored them. Shocking. And they even have an audio version of it, where it's just straight audio. It says 230,000 streams on it. And there's no screaming. Let's see if I get something here on this one. Nothing. And it's playing. Oh, here we go. Now we get something.
We're going to stand
here we go.
Dangerous president in modern American history.
All right. Now we get the video here. Okay, this is, that's the largest crowd I've ever seen. And here we go. This is the one woman who really is a screamer.
When it's your turn to make it. Look around.
Look around.
Look around. We are perched at the edge of history. There is so much at stake in the 2020 election. The world around us is bursting with problems and bursting with possibility. And that's making some people very, very nervous. You know why? Because we're winning.
Borrowing a little bit of the Donald Trumpism.
To drain the swamp, he has flooded it. He demands law and order when he operates as if he is above it. 4 years later, this historic campaign is gathering steam to finish what it started. Bernie Sanders presents the clearest alternative to Trump.
See, that's just a little bit, and we finally caught up with some of it. This is kind of weird, but this is the only one of many that were out the other day. Shocking. Maybe they don't want this sort of information out there about the communists supporting Bernie Sanders. Maybe not. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.